You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep, Lucy. Not Lucy, Lucy, because Peanuts, 75 years today. I will say this. There is no one in the media I trust more than Major Garrett. Am I now colored by our good friendship? I don't think so, because I felt that way before we've become good friends. But trust in the media is just as low as it gets. So I'd love to hear from you, including phone calls, because the timing worked out well, because either way, I was going to do this after Major. If you are a skeptic, if you are a non-believer in the media, I'll give you some of the polling numbers, what would bring you back to, okay, this is better? Gallup poll, America's confidence in mass media, according to the way they phrased it this time, 28% expressing a great deal or fair amount of trust in newspapers, television, and radio report the full news accurately and fairly. 5 years ago, Dave, it was at 40%. So text me or call. What would cause you to believe in the media more? 7 in 10 U.S. adults now say they have not very much confidence. 36% and 34%. Oh, here we go. It's kind of weird how it's phrased here. Meanwhile, 7 in 10 U.S. adults now say they have not very much confidence. None at all, 34%. How about that? When Gallup began measuring trust in the media in the 70s, 68 and 72% expressed confidence in reporting. Okay? By 97, so pretty long gap without asking this question, it had already dropped to 53%. Republicans, 21% trust in media in 15. Now, 8%. Independents, 27%. Democrats, 51% trust in media. So let's talk about it. We have, since the 70s, an endless amount of options, right?
Yes.
Talk radio has exploded. Cable news has emerged. Podcasts have emerged. Substacks, you name it. All sorts of ways for people to consume information, including, in most of those areas, peer domination by conservatives based on their talent and also the belief from many conservatives that the typical mainstream media is run by liberals, either hiding stories or dictating the amount or the play of the coverage. You know, deciding here are the 10 items. We're going to feature maybe all 10, Dave, but seven of them, the Republicans feel, who feel this way, well, the liberals are picking those because they're not telling us as much and they're favorable to where they stand politically.
Sure. Getting better placement, getting more resources poured into covering them. Yes.
Yep. Rush Limbaugh played an enormous part in the success. Incredibly talented, right? Incredible.
No doubt. Absolutely no doubt.
Did I listen a fair amount? I really did. The fact that he did this so much on his own and initially turned the Clintons into his foil, and that helped them people wonder, well, what would happen under W? Didn't go away.
He did just fine.
And then guess what? When the Obamas came along, did just fine. And then, oh, no, here's Donald Trump. Well, Donald Trump thought so highly of him, basically because of how Rush praised him and supported him early, he gave him the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Now, was Rush willing to say some incredibly offensive things, in my opinion? Yeah, go back and just listen to him talking about the Obamas. Just racist. Just undisputably racist. Let's get to Donald Trump and the power he has had. Since the escalator and fake news, people forget the original fake news was with the president or then the candidate and all the lies. Because see, again, I'm a talk show host. I get to give my opinion. Okay. It's different. We're going to get to the, I think, where people get confused on different roles too. But with the president and the spewing of lies, a lot of people say what he's saying, what Trump's saying is fake news. Well, because he's such a brilliant marketer, you may abhor his policies or him as a person, but his marketing skills are amazing. He did the reversal. And he started saying coverage of him is fake news. And it's worked. It's worked whether you truly agree with it or not. You believe in him so much. I think also people listen, as an example, they listen to this station. And today, Laura is giving the news. So when Laura comes on at 103, she is reporting and covering what she believes is in 3 minutes. If it was Susie, it could be 6-7 minutes. The timing is optional. The idea is supposed to be 103 to 106. The most important local stories. We then decide for 3 hours, the combination of us, what can we provide that is memorable radio? That's the whole point. What can we do to get to you where you have the myriad of options, not listening to somebody else, listening to music, where it's funny, silly, interviews, important, guests, regulars, where you can stand out. And it's turned more if people, I started in this town in 1990. By about the second year with Dan, we started saying, let's talk more than just sports. Dan and I started in 92. So I'm always amused when somebody said, we'll stick to sports. Guess what? Even in the first few years, a couple of years by myself, and then I asked Dan to join because I wanted to have a conversation more than a monologue. Even the first year or two, we were talking non-sports. We just decided to talk a lot more. If you'd listened to me for a long time, I didn't talk nearly as much politics until Donald Trump came along. And he became such a figure that I believe He should be covered. He should be discussed. There are radio stations who encourage or mandate their hosts to not talk about him because they feel like too divisive.
Polarizing.
Yeah.
You're going to anger half your audience no matter what you say.
Right. And the whole half audience thing is such a canard, too, because people say, well, half the country voted for Trump, half did not. No, they didn't. What did he get? He got 80 million and she got 78 million or something like that. There are still 200 million other people. He won. He kicked her butt. It was a blowout. It was. There was
swing states, baby.
7-0. That's it. The swing states, and if you're a Democrat, you don't know it wasn't. Yeah, it was. You lost the swing states 7-0. But this idea, well, it's half. No. Because there are still, I don't know, what would you say? How many tens and tens of millions who didn't vote, and how many folks may have voted for one just solely because they didn't like the other, right? So it's not just half. I just, myself, even though we did have one program director who did say to me, he said, I'm never going to tell you what to talk about, but I know he told other talk show hosts on this station, don't talk Trump. It's not worth it. I'm like, how can you not? If you're going to have politics on the station, you should. So I don't, like, what would bring it back? That's my question. Because, like, there's another story. We can combine this. This is the story you found that is just frightening. 30% of the country believes to bring our country back to where it is, violence is required. I mean, you found it. What do you want to say about that story?
It's a frightening number.
It's staggering.
30% say to get the country, quote, back on track, whatever that means in your mind.
Yes.
Violence.
Is
the answer.
It's acceptable, and it's the way we need to go.
There's no other way around it. There will have to be violence.
People need to take that in, and we can combine both of these. When you hear that, what does that say to you? That out of the people surveyed, this is just a people survey, not the entire country, but it's not a small amount.
Mm-hmm.
Almost one in three say the path to a better country is violence. Not believing in media sources is also a part of our republic that I think is very concerning. That you should, I mean, I always encourage you to listen to a cross section. Don't just stay in your echo chamber. If you're liberal, don't just Media Matters and MSNBC and all that. Or if you're conservative, just don't be Fox and Clay Travis and all that. Cross-section. It doesn't mean your opinions are automatically going to dramatically change, but consume different information. Like somebody on Twitter went at me the other day because I said, when will the fraud in this state ever end? And like we didn't even talk about it yesterday, but there was what more? Was it illegal immigration fraud? And I've just crushed walls on this. I'll crush it again. And they're like, well, I bet you voted for him. So the idea now is for some people, if you voted for someone, you're not allowed to criticize them. And Trump has created that unbelievable loyalty, which is a credit to him. But again, I find frightening too. And there are some lefties who are the same way, who lied about Joe Biden. Just lied about, he's fine. I don't, what are you talking about? He's fine. So that's troubling to me too, the idea that, okay, pick someone that you thought at the time, considering the options, this was the best person. And so, pending the length of term, 2, 4, 6 years, you should never, ever, ever offer any criticism. To me, that's the exact opposite. Why not hold them to a high standard? You don't have to automatically say I made a mistake. You're also allowed to say that at some point. So we can just combine a lot of these here because they're all in the same pot of where our country is at. What would cause you to feel more confident, more trust in our media? What does it tell you when in a recent poll, 30% of those polled say violence is the way to get our country back on track? And are we now at a point where nobody's willing to criticize someone if they voted for him? Because that is rampant in this country. And that, to me, is wrong. I would love a bunch of phone calls and texts on this. 651-461-9226.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
All right, let's jump in. A lot of texts. Plenty of calls, too. Let's go to Dan first. Dan, thanks for listening. You're on CCO.
Hey there.
Yes, sir.
The way to fix the problem, I mean, the reason nobody listens to NPR, I haven't listened to them for 20 years, because when's the last time they had a conservative voice on there? Never, right? And if they get a Republican, it's a Trump-hating Republican. So why would we want to listen to just one side of the conversation when there's not one voice representing conservatism?
Well, right now we have a lot of radio where it's either well to the left or well to the right. NPR, by the way, I don't think they should get federal money. I've said that forever, so I'm not bothered by it. NPR in this town does very well in the ratings, just like conservative radio, right? They do very well, too. Conservative radio doesn't have a lot of liberals on, right? No, they don't. Stop. Come on.
Well, what they do is they put the liberals' commentary on and talk about their commentary a lot of times, you know, and they both do that.
Some do, right? Some do. But there are plenty of conservative stations, just like there are plenty of liberal stations, who just have people on who agree with them. Like, it sounds like you told Dave, we don't have conservatives on unless they hate Donald Trump. That's just a lie. We just had Harry Niska on. We just had Lisa. Let's try facts. We just had Harry Niska on. We just had Lisa Damoth on. Paul Gazelka was on recently. Kurt Dowd was on recently. Tim Pawlenty on recently. Who's outside of Dean Phillips? I don't even remember the last Democrat we've had on the show. Do you remember, Dave? The last Democrat we've had on the show. Hang on. Hold on.
I'd have to look it up.
It's a long time. I mean, you're going to admit Harry Niska, Lisa Damoth, Paul Gazelka, Kurt Dowd, and Tim Pawlenty don't hate Donald Trump, right?
Well, let me preface.
No, you have to answer.
You have to
answer the question, because you said
maybe you've done better. Maybe your show has done better. But generally speaking, like NPR doesn't, Jimmy Kimmel doesn't. I mean, we're just, you're like, how can you get us back? I mean, you do a better job of being open-minded than most people. I'll give you that. You know, but you lose us when there's no reference to what my opinion might be. What? You know, it's just everybody has this general. And like I say, I just started listening to you guys again. I listened to you like 10 years ago a lot. maybe 8 years ago a lot. Now I'm just starting to tune in again. So,
But I
don't know a lot of your recent guests in the last, like, say, 3 months.
Well, no, these are all in the last couple of weeks. So just the last thing I'll say to you is there's just a lot of radio right now where it's either all liberals or all conservatives. That doesn't personally do it for me, but I think you would acknowledge that it's on both sides, and that to me is still different than more typical news coverage. Dan, I appreciate you calling in.
Well, here's one difference, though, is that conservatives hear liberal points of view, but liberals don't hear conservative points of view, that's a big problem there.
I think that's a generalization that applies to some on both sides. Thanks, man. I appreciate you calling.
Right.
James has called in. James, you're on CCO.
Hey, Chad. It's always great to listen to you.
Thank you, sir.
I don't agree with you very often politically. I believe you... first of all, let's talk about the violence. So I think the violence is really coming from the left. I certainly stand middle right. But, if we want to talk about violence, look at what they're trying to do on the West Coast. Look at what they did during the Floyd death, which is tragic. But, man, they needed to express themselves, so they burn half the city down.
So can I jump in on that real quick?
Please.
To me, any of those individuals who committed violence are awful, are disgusting, should be punished. But to label that as all the left, to me, is too much of a generalization. Just like we've had shooters who are on the right, who are white supremacists, who are awful. I'm not going to blame, okay, all conservatives do that. Let's identify who did those crimes, including what's been going on in Portland and some of the criminality in the cities. And to say, well, they're all liberals, or all liberals have to own that. The person who killed Charlie Kirk is a disgusting individual who I think should face the death penalty. But to blame all liberals for that, I think is way too broad of a generalization.
I couldn't agree with you more. And I do think you're right. But I think the problem is that when you look at the masses, there are crazy white dudes that shoot people, but how many conservatives are out there rallying and burning down buildings?
Not very many, not even close. It's not close.
Okay? Not in the
You're
masses.
Right. That's a fact.
So let's call that the way it needs to be called. That's a strike.
I got 10 seconds left, so if you can go fast. We're already really late.
There are a lot of crazy white nationalists. I don't like them, but I'm a conservative. And I'll always hold the conservative values. But I want to love those people because I am a Christian and a Christ follower. So I know look at what these Mormon people did.
I got to jump in. I wish I had time. We're already a minute and a half late.
Yeah,
thank you.
We'll catch up next time.
We're gonna stay on the topic a little bit early next hour.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.